Good morning, reporting for WFIW News. I'm Tom Levine. It is currently 21 in Fairfield. We're expecting a high today around 32 in sunny skies. I'll have more on the forecast after the news. Illinois agriculture officials are monitoring four counties in the southeast corner of the state after an outbreak of bird flu in neighboring Indiana. There are registered poultry operations in each of the counties, Lawrence, Wabash, Edwards, and White, closest to 10 Indiana farms, where more than 400,000 turkeys and chickens have been destroyed as a result of the highly contagious disease. The Illinois Department of Agriculture also has reinforced the need for biosecurity measures with more than 3,700 producers statewide. It's important to note that there have been no reports in Illinois, Department of Agriculture spokeswoman Rebecca Clark said in an email on Thursday. And with strict biosecurity policies, we hope to keep it that way. Avian influenza wiped out nearly 50 million chickens and turkeys across the upper Midwest in 2015. Iowa was among the hardest hit states by last year's outbreak, but there have been no confirmed cases in Illinois. WFIW News Time is 7:16.
Refresh your ride at Fry's Garage. A new season is the perfect time to make some changes. Even little changes can have a big impact on your vehicle. This is Harley Fry, and I'll keep your vehicle in peak performance with expert service, parts, and fair prices. We'll help prolong the life of your tires with an alignment, the life of your engine with an oil change and a tune-up, and we'll keep you cool with the latest in AC recovery and recharge equipment. We offer a wide variety of expert service and have for over 30 years. So schedule your appointment to let us refresh your ride at Fry's Garage in Fairfield.
Know what the best thing about winter is? Well, you might be thinking nothing. That's because you're not thinking Country Mark. At Country Mark, we provide our customers with superior diesel fuels specifically formulated for the toughest of winter conditions, as well as professionals who can better understand and service your cold weather needs. So no matter what Mother Nature throws your way this winter, even the occasional snowball, trust Country Mark premium diesel fuels to help you get more per gallon all winter long.
For some, it's an upset stomach, headache, or allergic reaction. Regardless of your individual response to stress, a visit to the Fairfield Chiropractic Clinic may be helpful. Just as a chain breaks at the weakest link, we also suffer stress and strain in the weakest areas of our bodies. But like a relaxing vacation, chiropractic care and acupuncture from Dr. Bethany Meeks may help give your nervous system a greater capacity to adapt to stress and restore better function. Call 842-6086 for your one-on-one consultation with Dr. Bethany Meeks at the Fairfield Chiropractic Clinic.
Fairfield City Council will meet Tuesday night in regular session. On the agenda is a presentation from Dave Costin concerning the bidding of a project to map the city's electrical system. Council will also make a decision on the purchase of extended warranties for recently purchased vehicles from LeMond Chrysler Center. Bids will also be awarded for the repair of the electrical panel boxes downtown. Jerry Quindry will give an update on the city's mitigation work, and the Chamber of Commerce will make a request for help in covering the expenses for the Christmas celebration. Council will meet at 6 o'clock Tuesday night in City Hall. IECC Board of Trustees met January 19th at Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel. During the meeting, problems caused to the college district by the state's failure to adopt a budget were outlined by CEO Terry Bruce and CFO Roger Browning. The state provides more than 40% of IEC's operational budget and has made no payments to the district since July 1st of 2015. Bruce and Browning discussed a plan to meet the challenge of no state funding, including not filling some vacant positions and increasing enrollment. The plan suggested more than $5 million in revenue growth and cost savings. Approval was given for an intergovernmental agreement with Fairfield Park District for the use of an existing softball diamond owned by the Park District. Field will be used by the FCC softball team. Affiliation agreements were approved by the board for Health Informatics at Frontier Community College with SSM Health Medical Center located in Mount Vernon and Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Resignation of Jessica Parent, coordinator of transition services at FCC, was accepted effective January 29th. The next regular meeting of the Board of Trustees is at 7 o'clock Tuesday, February 16th at Frontier Community College here in Fairfield. People's National Bank has provided financial services to Southern Illinois since 1909, in keeping with their history and tradition of community service and commitment to the education of future civic and business leaders. People's National Bank has established an educational scholarship that assists high school graduates in continuing their education at a university, college, trade, or vocational school. Each recipient of the People's National Bank Scholarship receives $500. Scholarships are awarded to students exhibiting positive leadership and character in academic, community, and extracurricular activities. High school seniors that would like to apply for People's National Bank Scholarship should contact their high school guidance office or stop by their local People's National Bank to pick up an application. Deadline for completed applications is March the 1st. WFIW News Time is 7:21.
Do you just want to go home after a long day at work to relax in a comfortable chair and watch your favorite shows? I can help you with that at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. This is Sean Rush, and I've expanded both our Lazy Boy recliner and media center selections at Rush Appliance. Our Lazy Boy rocker recliner start at $299, our American-made media center start at $149, and we have flat screens to fit any budget. I'll deliver your new furniture today, and you'll be reclining in comfort with your remote tonight. Just come see me at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
Ever seen what some insurance companies make you go through to get a discount? At Country Financial, you can easily receive a discount, like the multi-policy discount. Here's how it works. You insure both your personal vehicle and your home with Country, and you immediately get a discount on your auto premium. Sound easy enough? Discounts are also available for good drivers, good students, owners of multiple vehicles, and more, and they're just as easy to qualify for. To learn more about the multi-policy discount and other ways to save, see Mark Dinsmore, your Country Financial representative in Wayne City, 895-2989.
Leaders in Harrisburg say a federal grant to battle floodwaters will bring in business for years to come. The Delta Regional Authority has awarded Harrisburg $84,000 to repair a pump station that has caused flooding issues for years. Just this investment, dollar for dollar, is one of the better investments that's been made in the city of Harrisburg in quite some time, said Harrisburg Mayor Dale Fowler. City officials call this a game changer for local flood protection. The pump station, set to be repaired, is notorious for clogging when heavy rains hit, ultimately causing flood waters to backflow into the city. It caused hefty damage at many local businesses for years. The repair will allow city employees to help prevent a pump on the west side of town from clogging by making a mechanical fix to screens on the pump that improve water flow. It kind of eases the mind that those floodwaters are going to be able to leave the city at a greater rate now, Fowler said. Fowler expects the repair to help calm concerns about future flooding and attract more business to the area. Fowler says floodwaters have threatened jobs and stalled local business expansion. Harrisburg city leaders hope to have the repairs completed by this summer. Several other southern Illinois towns also received funding. Energy was awarded just over $300,000 to reconstruct East College Street. Sparta was given $100,000 to help Spartan Light Metals expand their business. Illinois' economy is still struggling. That became clearer on Friday as the Department of Employment Security released figures showing the state lost 3,000 jobs in 2015. The agency number crunchers say this is the first time since 2009 that Illinois has been left with fewer jobs at the end of the year than when it began. The Great Recession ended in June of 2009. Illinois still hasn't recovered from it, though. IDES doesn't expect that to happen until at least September of 2017. But even that time frame is optimistic, according to experts on the state's economy. I think we would be lucky to get a break-even point before we get hit by another recession, said Michael Lucci, the vice president of policy at the Illinois Policy Institute. That's just how the American economy works. You get a recession every 5 to 10 years, you have job losses. Not only hasn't the state recovered from the Great Depression that ended nearly 6 years ago, Lucci says it hasn't made up for the job losses from the previous recession in the early 2000s. The difference here is that in every other state in the country, they actually recover the jobs they lost and then spring forward before they have another recession, Lucci said. In Illinois, we don't recover our jobs losses. We just get hit by the next recession. Blue-collar workers were hit the hardest by last year's job losses. Illinois shed 14,000 manufacturing jobs in 2015. Trade, transportation, and utilities lost 6,900 jobs. As for bright spots, 5,100 more construction workers got hired. Education and health services added 6,200 positions. Professional and business services saw a gain of 5,400 jobs. Olney Central College will host a winter softball camp from 1 to 4 on Sunday, February 14th in the OCC gym. Blue Knight coaches and players will be conducting the camp for girls ages 6 to 12. The camp will focus on hitting, including bunting and slapping, as well as fielding from all positions. Participants should bring their gloves and bats if they have one and wear athletic clothing and tennis shoes. Cost of the camp is $30. To pre-register, contact OCC softball coach Nick Short at 395-7777, extension 2223, or email shortin@iecc.edu. You can also register online at olneycentralathletics.com. Edwards County Treasurer Debbie L. Smith will hold the annual tax sale January 27th at 9 a.m. in the upstairs courtroom of the Edwards County Courthouse. No pre-registration is required, and the sale is open to the public. For information, contact the Treasurer's Office at 445-3581. Wayne County Golf Course volunteers will be conducting their first of four preseason pork burger cookouts this Saturday, or today, on Main Street in front of the Wayne County Courthouse. Drive-through service will be available. Additional Saturday cookouts are scheduled for January 30th, February 6th, and February 20th. Pork burgers will be sold for $3, pork chops for $4, and drinks will be $1. Proceeds will help prepare the course to open for the new season. A man was arrested Thursday in Mount Vernon in connection with a series of armed robberies. On Thursday at 10:30 a.m., a Mount Vernon police officer pulled over a vehicle at 7th and Barton in Mount Vernon. The driver of the vehicle, Denzel R. Haynes, 22, was initially taken into custody for obstructing identity by providing a false name and driving while license revoked. The traffic stop led to a further investigation related to recent armed robberies in Mount Vernon and Wamack. During the investigation, two search warrants were served, three homes searched, one vehicle searched, and numerous people interviewed. The investigation led to the recovery of property from the robberies and items believed to be used during the robberies. Haynes was further charged with three counts of armed robbery. These charges are in conjunction with the two armed robberies of the Times Square Liquors North and Jumpin' Jimmy's convenience store. Additional charges and arrests are expected. This is an ongoing investigation between the Mount Vernon Police Department, Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, Wamack Police Department, Illinois State Police, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Price being paid for local crude oil is $25.25. That's up $2.75 since yesterday. Turning now to area deaths, Farniel Galdoni, 94, formerly of Fairfield, died Monday at Mount Vernon Healthcare Center in Mount Vernon. Farniel is survived by sons Bruce Galdoni of Fairfield, Dan Galdoni of Danville, and Dennis Galdoni of Mount Vernon, four grandchildren and nine great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Farniel Galdoni will be at noon today at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home with burial in the Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation is from 10 o'clock until the service time at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials in her honor may be made to the charity of the donor's choice. 90-year-old Parkersburg resident Mendel L. Lanier died Sunday in Olney. Funeral services for Mendel L. Lanier will be at 11 o'clock today at the Kistler-Patterson Funeral Home in Olney with burial and full military rites at Oak Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be at 10 a.m. Saturday, or 10 a.m. today until the service time, at the Kistler-Patterson Funeral Home in Olney. Memorials can be made to the Parkersburg Community Building or Oak Hill Cemetery and will be accepted at the Kistler-Patterson Funeral Home in Olney. 92-year-old Albion resident Robert W. Howe died Wednesday at Wabash Christian Retirement Center in Carmi. Survivors include his wife Audrey Thomas Howe of Carmi, a son, Stanley Howe, of Princeton, two daughters, Barbara McCants of Kingston, Tennessee, and Martha Spear of Albion, a sister, Marilyn Adams of Phoenix, Arizona, 10 grandchildren and 17 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Robert W. Howe will be at 2 o'clock Monday at the Nails Funeral Home in Albion, with burial in the Archer Cemetery at Princeton, Indiana. Visitation is Sunday evening from 5 to 7 at the Nails Funeral Home in Albion. Memorials can be made to the Shriners Children's Hospital and will be accepted at the Nails Funeral Home in Albion. 87-year-old Jeff resident Betty Lou Barnard died Thursday at Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. Survivors include her husband Harold Barnard of Jeff, daughters Kathy Webb of Albion, Cheryl Richardson of Sisney, and Melanie Sawyer of Fairfield, a son Todd Barnard of Sisney, 8 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. Private services for Betty Lou Barnard will be Monday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in the Branch Cemetery at Jeff. There will be no visitation. 87-year-old Sims resident Dorothy Maxine Galbraith died Thursday at Mount Vernon Countryside Manor. She is survived by 2 sons, John and wife Karen Galbraith of Forestall, Missouri, and Noel and wife Dava Galbraith of Updike. Survivors also include 6 grandchildren and 12 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Dorothy Maxine Galbraith will be at 1 o'clock Sunday at the Brush Creek Community of Christ Church at Zenith. Burial will be in the Brush Creek Cemetery. Visitation is from 4 to 7 today at the Hustleton Funeral Home in Sisney. Memorials can be given to the Brush Creek Church and will be accepted at the Hustleton Funeral Home in Sisney. 93-year-old Sims resident John Henry Galbraith of Sims died Wednesday at Mount Vernon Countryside Manor. Funeral services for John Galbraith will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow at the Brush Creek Community Church of Christ at Zenith, with burial at the Brush Creek Cemetery with full military honors at the cemetery. Visitation is from 4 to 7 today at the Hustleton Funeral Home in Sisney. Memorials can be given to the Brush Creek Church and will be accepted at the Hustleton Funeral Home in Sisney. 62-year-old McLeansboro resident Thomas W. Egbert died Tuesday at his home. He was a retired mechanic and construction worker. A memorial service for Thomas W. Egbert will be at 1 o'clock today at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation is from noon until the service time at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 93-year-old Edna Louise Gill, a resident of Meadowood Nursing Home in Grayville, formerly of West Salem Home Bone Gap, died Sunday. Funeral services for Edna Louise Gill will be at 2 o'clock Saturday, or 2 o'clock today, at the West Salem Christian Church with burial at the Bone Gap Cemetery. Visitation is from noon until the service time at the church, and in lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the Pioneer Bible translators in the name of Tim and Aaron McSavany, or the Oil Belt Christian Service Camp in Flora, and will be accepted at the church or the Ingram Funeral Home, which is in charge of all of the services. '66-year-old Albion resident James Jim Barnett died Saturday at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. Funeral services for Jim Barnett will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion. Burial will be in the Ebenezer Cemetery at Samsville, and visitation is today from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion. Jim enjoyed dressing casually, so family and friends are welcome to do the same for his visitation and funeral. Memorials can be made to the family to assist with medical expenses. WFIW News Time is 7:33.
Style is perfection when you look perfectly happy and relaxed in your clothes. Look perfectly happy and relaxed in your new clothes from the winter clearance sale at the Male Connection. Shop with a buddy and buy any sweater and get the second one for $10. And save 25% on men's long-sleeved dress shirts up to 19.5, flannels, North River shirts, and casual shirts up to 4XL. Style, comfort, quality, customer service, and winter savings. Go suit yourself during the winter clearance sale at the Male Connection in downtown Fairfield.
Do you feel safe at home? Is your business secure when you're not there? Call Wabash Telephone today for the new Wabash Watch Smart Home and Smart Business Services. We can install monitors, door and window sensors, thermostats, and video surveillance cameras so you know your business or home is always secure. Get alerts through phone, text, or email message and monitor using a tablet, smartphone, or any internet-connected device. Thanks to Wabash Watch, you can have a secure home and business without breaking the bank. And that's a winning combination.
Now, from the Alex Atwood Country Financial Sports Desk, here's a look at sports. Boys high school basketball at the Carmi Invitational last night. Carmi beat Fairfield 59-45 at the Midland Trail Conference Tournament in the Consolation Championship game. Sisney beat Waltonville 52-47 in the third-place game. Wayne City over Grayville 68-56. At the Little Illini Conference Tournament, Newton beat Casey Westfield 75-46 and Paris over Red Hill 60-59. Boys grade school basketball at the 37th annual Sisney 7th grade tournament. North Clay beat New Hope 59-48. Fairfield B over Clay City 38-15. Wayne City beat Jasper 46-20. Sisney over Jeff 46-12. On the schedule for today, girls high school basketball, it is trophy night at the Lady Eagle Winter Classic. Starts at 1 o'clock with the ninth place game. Boys high school basketball, Carmi Invitational. At 6 o'clock, Mount Vernon will take on Harrisburg. At 7:30, Carmi will face Mount Carmel. Little Illini Conference Tournament at Lawrenceville. At 3 o'clock, Lawrenceville will face Newton. At 4:30, Alney will face Flora. At 6 o'clock, Marshall takes on Paris. At 7:30, Robinson will face Edwards County. Girls junior high basketball at the state tournament at Red Lake College. At 3:45, New Hope will face Cypress Buncombe. Boys junior high basketball, 7th grade tournament at Sisney continues starting at 9 o'clock today. Coach's comments is on the air today at 9 o'clock on WFIW-FM 104.9. You can join Bruce Dickey as he talks with Fairfield Muleshead basketball coach Scott McElravy. Coach's comments is sponsored locally by Fairfield Subway and Carter Trucking. Big Ten basketball is on the air today. Illinois is at Minnesota. Tip-off at 7:30, and you can hear the Fighting Illini take on the Golden Gophers at Williams Arena tonight in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Our broadcast begins at 6:30 on WFIW AM 1390. National sports in the NBA, Boston beat Chicago 110-101 and Golden State over Indiana 122-110. National Hockey League, Colorado outlasted the St. Louis Blues 2-1 in overtime. It's Florida pounding Chicago 4-0. WFIW Fairfield area weather for today. Sunny skies and a high today of 32. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 20. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 40. Outlook for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. A chance for showers on Monday. A high of 45 and low of 30. Cloudy on Tuesday. A high of 35 and low of 25. Partly cloudy on Wednesday. Wednesday's high will be around 32 with a low of 25. Yesterday in Fairfield, the high temperature was 28, the overnight low 20. It's currently 21 in Fairfield. And reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine.